Wings of Healing is a small UK-based charity with big dreams of improving healthcare in African countries. Their main focus is women's health, particularly maternal health, making motherhood safer for African women. Maternal mortality in countries such as Ethiopia, where their work is currently focused, are amongst the highest in the world. Dr. Onzi Luka is a consultant gynaecologist and also chairman of Wings of Healing charity. Premier's Rachel Matthews spoke to Onzi about his 30-year career in the NHS and hearing God's call.
I have been working, doing some charity work, using my medical skills as one of the gifts, one of the talents that God gave me. And I know he will always ask me about how I used my talents. So I started going to different parts of Upper Egypt a long time ago, and I did a number of trips. I did not feel I used my talent effectively enough. So I was guided by one of my colleagues to meet a doctor from Ethiopia through the internet. And he invited me to go there. And once, the first time I went, it was 2010. And I strongly felt this where I'm going to continue to work. I ignored that feeling and I said, no, that's not God's voice. And it took me 6 more years of different people, Christian and non-Christian, telling me, Onzi, this is what you have to do. Tell a doctor from Ethiopia who is not Christian. He told me, I think that's what God wants you to do, because in every campaign you do about 100, 120 operations, which none of us will do. So your place should be Ethiopia and not the UK. So, and at that point, I resigned my post in the UK and I went there not knowing how I'm going to continue funding the charity, because my wife and myself were the principal funders of the charity. But God did miraculous work in reducing our costs, in increasing the number of women we treated, in meeting people who were very thirsty to hear the word of God during and through our work.
And you've had a huge impact, haven't you, with the women that you have met. So talk me through some of the kind of the amount of operations you've done and how important it has been to offer that medical care, but also offer God's word.
Our medical work, you know, works in 3 different directions. One is women who suffer from prolapse, a condition results from having many children and especially having them early. Another condition, which is we do cervical screening to diagnose early diagnosis of cervical cancer. And the third condition is to support homeless children and homeless adults. The first one, which is the prolapse, is a condition that Ethiopian doctors don't usually get trained to do them, because the training is mostly in big cities and the condition is mainly in remote rural areas. So they will always rely on overseas charities. And this condition is only going to be treated or controlled if we have a very large number of doctors trained in Ethiopia. They have to be local doctors. And this is our immediate plan, because we trained only over the years like 6 or 7 doctors, but we are hoping to train 10 doctors every year. When they ask me, why are you doing what you're doing? I said, because God loves you. And people start to praise God for that work.
And tell us, how can we support you? Can we get involved by visiting the website and find out more about what you're up to and perhaps pray for you during this work?
Prayers is the most important thing, because I always believe God gives us more than what we think or ask for. But recently we've been told by all the African nations, we have to register our charity and we have to have a minimum income of $2 million every 3 years. So we need this in the next 2 or 3 months, which I know is a tall order, but not for kind hearts and not for God's provisions.
That's Dr. Onzi Luka, Chairman.